Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And Pennsylvania.
Hey, the wait is nearly over. Football is almost here, and that means it's fantasy football season. And FanDuel has never been more fun or easier to play. Now, if you're not a fantasy expert, don't worry. FanDuel is
clear. We're live at the link. You're coming down. You're in the parking lot. We want to hear from you in the car, in the parking lot. Want to hear you pumped up, what you think about this season. I'll just say it. I don't think I'm a bad guy for saying it, but I have my official prediction is 10-6, one playoff win, and then they lose. That's my prediction. I think it's a good season, a productive season. We see that this is a good team, and Carson Wentz comes back from injury, but not having home field hurts him, and it's just not enough this year, Ike.
So 10-6. Either you expect Nick to struggle real bad or Carson.
I would say that.
Or you just expect both of them to lose two or three games.
The games 5-8 are really tough, right? Mm-hmm. They have the opening four, which you're now more worried about because of Nick. And then if Carson's coming back after that, then you have a really tough stretch. And then the second half of the season are division games. And you know you can't take the Washington Redskins for granted. You can't take going down there as being a win because we've seen how that's worked out in the past.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a successful season, but I see a hopefully .500 start with Nick. And then.
You said you wouldn't be surprised they were 4-4.
After eight.
Yeah, and then you go, 6-2 the rest of the way? That's
right.
Yeah.
And I'm looking positively at maybe 5-3, and then if they go 5-3 in the second half,
a lot of
it's going to depend on what Carson looks like coming out of the gate when he starts playing.
I know, I agree. I don't think that's far fetched. I don't think that's far fetched. 10-6. Until I see something that changes my mind, I'll just stick with the 12-4. I'm not going to tell you I feel like it's a strong 12-4. I was feeling 11-5. I thought about saying 11-5. But I'll stick at 12-4. But it's not a strong 12-4. It's not a 12-4 that could easily be 13-3. No, it's 12-4 that could easily be 11-5.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you know what, Ike? If they come out and they look great tonight against the Falcons, everything that I just said right there, I'm going to feel differently about it. You're going to feel differently if Nick looks good right out of the gate. But we will see.
Yeah.
Who do we got?
I like having lower expectations and then having them exceed the expectations.
Well, you know, you brought up a great point, which is about the Rams, where they're not circled as the team to beat. There aren't a lot of national people saying, wow, look at the Rams. They're the dream team. They're going to win. No, people think the Rams have a chance and they're good, but they really have kind of flown under the radar.
They're more Vikings, Saints, and Eagles.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what I've been saying, too. Yeah. You're right. Let's go to John in North Wales, Pennsylvania. Hi, Johnny.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Heading down to the stadium right now.
Yeah.
My man.
How's traffic for you?
It's a little bit unbearable, but we're getting close. I'm near Center City now, so we're doing it for the birds. It's all good.
All right.
Okay.
Good luck, man.
Yeah. As far as the pump up song, I'll go a little old school. Motley Crue, "Kickstart My Heart."
Yeah.
Now that one I don't know by name.
Yeah, I was never a big Motley Crue fan.
You've heard it. They used to play it actually during your days, like right before the kickoff.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yep.
Yeah. You know this one.
Yep.
That's a good one.
As far as tonight goes, I'm thinking we're going to pull it out, but it's going to be a close one. And my reasoning for it is the banner celebration tonight. It's going to be great for the fans. I'm looking at it from a player's perspective, though. It's kind of tough to sit there and focus on a game in front of you when you got this banner going on, and you know you're going to have thoughts of last year, and it might take them a little while to get into the groove and get their feet under them again. So I think it might be a slow start and it might hurt them a little bit, but I think they're going to pull it out in the end.
All right.
I'll take that. Give me a player of the game then. Give me your player tonight.
You know what? I think Jay Ajayi is going to get it going tonight. I think we haven't heard much from him during training camp, and I know he's been kind of hurt off and on, but he's coming into a contract year, and I like his mindset. I feel like he's going to just come out there and get the rock and get going.
All Jay right. Ajayi.
Good stuff. Thanks, right. John. Appreciate it.
Jay Ajayi.
I'll give you a player of the game.
Okay.
But I'm going two players. The combination of BG and Fletcher.
BG.
BG notches a sack, and Fletch is Fletch.
Okay.
Flying all over the field.
Okay.
Celebrating, dancing.
You know what? I'm going to go with I was thinking Zach or either Nelson on offense. I'm going to go with Zach on offense. I think Zach has about 8 or 9 catches a night. Hoping Nelly gets about 6 or 7 for $110. I'll take that.
I'll take that, too.
Yeah. And then on defense, I think it's fairly obvious, man. I'm going to go with, you know what? I ain't going to go with Fletch because you took Fletch. I'm going to go with Malcolm tonight.
He was my other
Yeah, I'm
going
to go with Malcolm tonight. I thought about going with Ron Darby, but I'm like, you know.
What about Camus?
Nah, I don't see Camus. I just want Camus to be out there and honestly, if he doesn't get his name called all night, that'll be a good thing.
Be a good night,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that'll be a good thing. But now I'm going to go with Malcolm, man. I'm going to go with Malcolm, see if he can make something happen tonight from that safety position.
All right. Let's take
We're going to need him in that run game, man.
Yeah?
When the Eagles go to their nickel package where they use
big nickel.
The big nickel with Malcolm in there as one of the linebackers, you know, Coach Dungy brought up something that, yeah, they shut down Devontae Freeman, but Tevin Coleman – was able
burned
to get
him.
Some runs, yeah.
He burned him.
Especially in that second half. So, you know, Malcolm's going to be big on that edge.
And reading up about the Falcons, a lot of Falcons fans, their offensive coordinator, Steve Sarkisi, in his back for another year. They do not like him.
No.
They don't like him at all, so.
No.
Listen, this might be a Jim Schwartz game. As much as we talk about Doug.
He's been good against this Falcon offense.
He has been.
He has.
He has been. Needed again.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.